denied. Did it change anything? That's not what it is all about, because we don't understand him to begin with. With a little understanding, a lot of focusing in our mind, we talk about some existence which is beyond the limit of existence and non-existence both. We put that thinking aside. We don't think about how God is or is not. We think about how am I responding to that truth, just and justice. This is what it is. So, he said, I was afraid. I did not let respect go. He means God said, I too have observed it towards me. Which is not a very good translation. Persian makes better sense that, okay, how did you hit that one? So, well, because this was the way I thought I have to do it. And the God will say, I respect that. I respect that answer. Why? It doesn't declare anything. Doesn't change anything. But one thing. The way Adam behaves. It declares a behavior. What is that behavior? It's something a little bit beyond the respect. Respect is a mixture of liking something and having fear of that thing. That's what the respect is, right? There is a little bit of fear in it.
Serenity.
What?
Serenity.
No, it's more than that. When you, not surrendering, when you go to a temple, you behave differently. First of all, you behave as if you fear of being under that. Don't do that. You know that everybody could do that. Even if the space is empty, you feel a little bit reserved to do whatever you like. You don't talk loud, right? This is a little bit of fear. But this fear is mixed up with something which has nothing to do with fear. It's liking. Because if you dislike the temple stuff, you will not have none of those. Not the fear, not the liking. Therefore, it's not fear, it's something else. But you interpret it as fear. Why? Because as an animal, the only thing that could stop you is fear. And this thing is stopping you of doing something. It's controlling you. This is the sense that you understand in the word respect. You respect the space. Means you behave out of respect. The outcome? The outcome of you being in a temple, a ruined temple in India, right? You being there and acting respectfully. What is the outcome? The outcome for the temple is that you will not ruin the temple. It's a little bit. You don't trash a lot. That's the outcome for the temple. Outcome for the country of India, they don't give it a damn. Outcome for me, it's nothing to me. Remains outcome to you. What will happen to you? You come out a different person. If you daily go to that temple, which is not a real temple, which is a ruin, nobody has been there for thousands of years, you cannot claim the vibrations are still there and things like that. But something happens to you because of a very simple thing that you always ignore. You think that whatever you do, does something outside. You ignore what this doing does to you. When you see a little bit of something, you think of gaining something. You have something you wanted. And you always ignore that. Ah, I made a permanent spot on my soul, and I could never ever feel honest again. Do you? Because that's how it starts. Stealing a little bit here, stealing it over there. Then the thief is a different person. Why? Because ignoring of what my action is doing to me. That's the point of action. Because whatever you do, the most important outcome is the changes in you. You are a different person. Yes, it may look little. Cheating, lying. What is it? Why do you lie? Because you intelligently think that there is a benefit there for you, right? And you entertain that benefit. Then what? Everything passes. But in you, you lost the honesty. And you could lose it very easily. And regain it very, extremely difficult. Because losing is easy. Ruining is easy. Damaging something is easy. And none of you think about undoing it to me. Even if somebody stops you and say, how dare you to ruin yourself? I know what I'm doing. Because I'm in control. And I planned it. And I fooled the guy. Okay. You fooled the guy. You fooled everyone. Let's say that impossibility. You fooled everyone forever. That never happens, you know. Fool some people forever, fool everyone for a short time, then later it will be seen. Let's say you fool everyone forever, then what? You ruined yourself forever. Have you ever noticed that? That by lying I'm ruining myself. Not the physical part. Rumi will several times will explain to you, even in the last story in the book 6, he will say, oh, I wish that wound will be to the flesh, because the flesh will heal faster. You wound your soul, your spirit. When you lose your innocence, innocence is lost. You cannot create it again. You cannot build it. That's what the problem is. And you said, and look at me. I'm trying to explain this to you. And you lady out there is listening and trying to become more clever. This is not something that your brain will understand. Now, your brain understood that all of you, you have wounded yourself. Then what? Try going out, you stop lying and cheating and all that. It doesn't happen that way. Because first of all, when you're still out, you forget. It suits you best. You forget about it. And tomorrow you're the same person. What is the way? The way is not to think about it. To feel it. To feel the damage inside. To feel the pain. Then you will be a different person. Because that feeling belongs not to this, to that one. To really dislike this cheater, this liar, this so-and-so. This is what this story was about. You said, this is the intellectual quest. What intellect is that ingenious one? that Prince Emmanuel. It didn't make any sense to me. I have to read the Persian one. And the Persian one said, listen, I'm explaining all this to who? To that intelligence of you, which is the cheater one. Yes, I explain it. Maybe you will have a break. Because you have the breaks like this. These masters, you stop. And without this and that, a little bit of this and that, sharp, let me tell you, you are like this. You look at yourself. You will ruin yourself by ignoring the outcome of your action. Because you're influencing a little bit of outside, but a lot of inside. So there is another quest, which is not quest, it's the argument. To dig in, to analyze the spiritual course is another plane, is something different. Because the thing that will actually strengthen the spirit is not lecture. You go to 100 lecture a year, right? Twice a week, you go and listen to good lectures. What will happen? Oh, a lot could happen and could not. And normally, nothing will happen. Because 100 lectures will give you a hell of information, you're not capable of processing them all, so you pick a little bit here, a little bit there, to serve your purpose, to serve your illusion, to cover yourself and fall in love with yourself again and again. Narcissism. That's what's waiting for you. Instead of 100 lectures, if you participate in 3 days of volunteer work, you do something for other people, then you will find a feeling in you which is completely different, and it will be there forever. When you practice, when you do something good honestly, just because it is good, not because there are a profits to it, or it is this and that and that. Doing something just because that thing is just. That's where the word hap comes in. To believe in hap and nothing else. Not believing in me and my special situation. Then there are different arguments. The time for the logical, philosophical argument. Oh, there is a lot of that. Who has the most or spends the best time of her or his life in talking and explaining and digging in philosophy? Who will do that? Have you noticed in the global situation? Go to the third world countries. Because they're not doers and they don't do anything, they think and they believe they are thinkers. And there is a magical stuff over there that none of you could understand really. Any one of you understands that you could know everything without educating yourself ever? Do you think it's possible? Go to the Middle East. All the illiterate people, they know everything about everything. The only thing they don't know is their ignorance. That's how it happens. You could see the land and grow. And I mention that because it's in me. I'm the carrier of that. Should I deny it? Should I forget that that's injected in me? Because they open the eyes to look at it. Change your behavior. Not change your behavior to be good to me and to environment. before all of that, changing behavior to be good to yourself.